Continuing our series on the days of Noah, Genesis chapter 6, we're going to read from verse 5. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created, from off the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing, and the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them. Verse 11. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. We'll end there. Amen, and God will bless the reading from his inspired word. Noah and the global flood were historic people and events. Noah was a godly man. He was a man of faith. He was a man who walked with God. We looked at that last week. And because of that, God confided in Noah. God told Noah of his plan. And Noah became a preacher of righteousness. And Noah warned his generation of the judgment that was coming. Now that they didn't listen is completely irrelevant. They were warned. No excuses at the judgment. They were warned. But also Noah's world was real. It had a culture. It had a whole philosophy of life. It had its entertainment. It had its value system. It was a world not that different from ours. A society not that different from ours. In fact, very similar in philosophy of life and entertainment. Humans don't change, you see. They're the same today as what they always were. Technology advances, humans don't. They're precisely what they always were. Now I want this morning to look at certain things that characterize Noah's world. Noah's world, where he lived. And the first thing we're going to look at, the first big characteristic of Noah's world is this. Point one, I want to call it the evil mind. Verse 5. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. The evil mind. Man's wickedness. That Hebrew word for wickedness means evil. Moral, ethical evil. Man's moral, ethical evil was great in the earth. Man had reached a new low in sin. And there's a few words in this verse we must understand. There's the word every imagination. The word every means the whole. The word imagination means the concept, the thing framed in his mind. The whole thing framed in his mind. The imagination and the thoughts. The Hebrew word for thoughts in verse 5 is the plan, the device, the invention that goes on in here. The thoughts of his heart means the inner person, the heart, was only evil continually. And the Hebrew word means all day, all month, all year. You see, men had come to such a stage of moral evil before the flood that all the concepts and the plans and the inventions of their mind were utterly evil. That's what the Bible says. All the time. They were continually scheming and contriving as to how to make sin and evil more accessible and easier. In other words, the evil mind had come in. The whole thought patterns were evil continually. Man's wickedness had reached a new low in Noah's world, and this wickedness came in the form of the evil mind. That's what verse 5 teaches. Nothing much has changed, has it? Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, he talks a lot about this evil mind. I'm not going to quote him, I'm going to use some of what he says and put it in my own words, along with my own thoughts. See, there are times in history, if you know anything about history, if you don't, you should. There are times in the history of the world when men were evil in practice. But they were not as devilish in their minds as they were in other times. See, there's times in history when men can commit sin, secretly as it were, but still outwardly try to be decent and upright in society. And at these times, the men, even though they're sinning, they know it's sin. It's against secret. And then there are other times in world history when men reach a new low in iniquity, and they sin openly and blatantly. And then there are other times in history, and they're even worse, when men become perverted, and they begin to call that which is evil good, and that which is good evil. You read all about it in Isaiah 5. And perversion, calling evil good and good evil, is the lowest morality possible. See, there are times in history when sin is rampant, as it were. When men, even in their very minds, become fiendish and perverted. And they bend all their powers and all their faculties to gloat and revel in sin. And that's what it was like before the flood. That's what verse 5 is teaching. Now, let me give you an example. Take, for example, the difference between the Victorian era in Britain and the present era in which we live. Now, look at the difference. There has always been sin. There was sin in the Victorian era. There was. There is sin in the present era. But isn't there something strikingly different about it now? Isn't there? Than the Victorian era? Look at the novels. You compare the novels. You compare the novels and literature, the things that affect the mind of the general population. Compare Victorian novels with the present day novels. You didn't have all that psychobabble and all that filth In the Victorian novels, they used to be romantic. But something new has come in, hasn't it? In the area of the imagination, in the area of the mind, in the whole thinking of society, something's changed. Everything's going down. Lloyd-Jones says, take for example the area of music. Music is becoming debased and primitive. It's becoming suggestive, isn't it? It's becoming twisted. It's no longer clean. Music used to be clean. Everything's becoming perverted. Look at literature. The difference between Victorian literature and modern literature. Look at the massive difference. There's a great difference. Look in the area of art. Look at the Victorian art. Compare it with modern art. The people in the past wouldn't recognize the things that we call art today. Any kind of pornography is cloistered under the term art nowadays. See, it's becoming perverted. Every area of life, literature, art, music. What is this new thing that has come in? Isn't it in the imagination? Isn't it in the realm of the mind? The heart is becoming evil continually. That's the sort of thing that happened just before the flood. That's it. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, all the time. The evil twisted mind, the imagination becoming corrupted, that's the kind of thing that brings down God's judgment. It always has. It always will. A new low in the area of the human mentality, the mind. Do you want an example? Nothing so low has ever happened before in our land. There are many things I could give you as an example. There are new laws. They're going to be imposed in Northern Ireland pretty soon. New laws that could force gay lessons on schools from 5 years old and up. 5 year olds. This is a leaflet that contains 12 books that are recommended by our government on the government website. The titles of the books are something like this: Daddy's Roommate, Hello Sailor, and The Sissy Duckling. And all the books are for 5 years old and up, and they're all about gay relationships. And every single book is justifying perversion. And the scary bit, well, here, let me give you a quote from the website, will I? Here's what the government says. Quote, "The Sissy Duckling is a terrific role model for any child." 5 year olds, that's my son. And the even scarier bit is the book for teenagers, secondary school age. If you want to borrow it, you better have a strong conscience, but I'll let you read it. There's a bit of it there. It's homosexual pornography for teenagers. We're not being given the option, it's going to be forced. A new law in the area of the mind. In this land, we are showing it loud and clear, the symptoms of Noah's day. Noah's world, the first characteristic is the evil mind. The second thing is a foul society. Verse 12. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. The earth was corrupt. The Greek word, or not Greek, I keep saying Greek, it's Hebrew. The Old Testament is written in Hebrew. The Hebrew word corrupt means polluted, foul, decaying, being destroyed and ruined by inner rot. The whole society was rotten and destroying itself in Noah's day. It was rotting from the inside out. It was beginning to self-destruct because it was so corrupt. It was being ruined. The old standards had gone, the rules of conduct had gone. The society was beginning to fragment and tear apart at the seams. Just like our society. It's been totally ruined by evil men. Isn't our society being ruined by corruption and decaying standards? Aren't they calling evil good? And if you stand up for what's good, that's evil. Noah's day was characterized, the whole world was characterized by the evil mind, by the corrupt society. The third characteristic is it was a violent society. Verse 11 and 13. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Verse 13, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, through the humans. Filled with violence. That means it was abundantly violent. And the word violent doesn't just mean physical aggression. The Hebrew word means cruelty, injustice, or violence. Any kind of injustice or cruelty or violence. There has always been violence in the world since the fall. But in Noah's day it was more than that. The wrong and the cruelty and the injustice and the violence was abundant. It was filled. There was a brutality. And it was widespread. Need I apply? Is our society today violent? Is the world a violent place? There has been a drastic increase in violence. The legacy of modern educated society is that in the last 150 years, we've killed more humans than all the whole wars in the entire history of the world before then. We've killed more humans in the last 150 years. We are so violent. Look at Northern Ireland. Look at the people of Northern Ireland. Go and be a dinner supervisor in a school. Listen. The violence of the children, in their actions, in their words, violent language. It's almost in the air we breathe. People are violent and they're driving the aggression. Isn't it? There's a real spirit of aggression in Northern Ireland. The loss of respect. Violence towards pensioners. Violence. Our society is becoming heartless and accustomed to violence. Open the Belfast Telegraph or whatever other local paper, the knifings, the stabbings, the violence, all over the place. Violence, violence, violence. Nobody bats an eyelid, surely don't. We are becoming accustomed to being filled with violence. It's widespread. Well, that's what it was like just before the flood. In Noah's day. It was just all becoming nice and ripe for judgment. Society was characterized in Noah's day by an evil mind, a corrupt, foul society, a society that was filled with violence. And another thing, the fourth thing that's very important, verse 12, a perverted religion. See what it says in verse 12, God looked upon the earth and behold it was corrupt. For all flesh, all humans, had corrupted his way upon the earth. God's way. Humans had corrupted that way. You see, God's way is the way that humans are to live and worship. The way of life, the way of true religion, the God-ordained way. It had become corrupted. That means perverted, the Hebrew word. The humans in Noah's day had perverted and corrupted God's way of life. They'd tampered with God's way. They'd polluted it. They'd changed it. Now that was one of the main characteristics of Noah's world. Perverted, corrupted religion. They took the true religion and changed bits. Just like the Archbishop of Canterbury. Just like the Church of England. Just like the liberals and the critics and the multi-faith movement and all the other bunch of hypocrites that call themselves Christians. Tampering, polluting the true religion. Just like Noah's day. This is God's way. This is God's way, this Bible. You pollute that and you're guilty. And right for the judgment. Noah's flood. A judgment like it. Just adjusting the word of God. Selecting little bits we want. The pollution of true religion. That was Noah's world. And that is Northern Ireland. There's no difference. False religion is all corruption of the true religion. The fifth characteristic of Noah's world is this. Materialism and pleasure mania. In the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew 24 and Luke 17, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. You'll see these things just before Christ comes back in fire. In other words, they shall be eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, and they knew not until the day the flood came and took them all away. Ignorance. They were living the materialistic life. They had no time to listen to Noah, the preacher of righteousness. Oh no! They were feasting and drinking and celebrating and going to all their parties. All without a thought for God, they lived for their physical appetites. Does it remind you of any society? Pleasure mania, materialism, without a thought for God. That's characterized Noah's world. Unsaved secular philosophers in our universities call our society's way of thinking, way of life, their view of life, their philosophy, is called hedonism. Psychological hedonism. You know what it means? Living for pleasure. Living for the now. Living for bodily appetites. Hedonism. That's what that's called. Psychological hedonism. That's the modern term for the way the world was in the days of Noah. We've put a new name on. And that's exactly where Northern Ireland is. Hedonism. Pleasure mania. Materialism. Living for the bodily appetites without a thought for God. Won't listen to the preacher of righteousness. Oh, we don't have time for that. Well, your judgment's coming. It is. Listen, Noah's world was characterized by a whole perverted evil mind, a corrupt foul society, violence, perverted religion, and materialism and pleasure mania, hedonism. These things are the conditions for calamity. These are the things that brought the judgment of the flood. These are the things that Northern Ireland, these are the things that our society is coming to. Just like Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah. Our society is coming to that. And it's being driven to that by a wicked, evil, British government. I say that as a union man. But I'm wondering, what are we in union with? Is it Satan? It's certainly Satan. And our judgment is not sleeping. It's not. Look at verse 5. And God saw. Verse 12. God looked upon the earth. Verse 13. God said, the end of all flesh has come before me. He looked at the way things were happening. He says, what has come before me now is the end. God saw it all. And it was all done blatantly before the face of God. He saw man's wicked mind. He saw his corruption, his violence, his corrupted, polluted religion. He saw his materialism and hedonism. They had blatantly snubbed God and did all these things right in front of his face. And they were thinking that the consequences would never come. Noah's been preaching for 100 years. But it still hasn't happened. Thinking the judgment would never fall. But it did fall. And they all died. And they all went to hell. And they're still there right at this present moment in torment. And it will come again. It will come again. Ulster, County Antrim, Newton Abbey, White Abbey. Men and women that attend White Abbey Congregational Church. The message is simple. Repent of your sin because the fire is coming. See, if God doesn't judge Ulster, he would have to apologize to Sodom, and he'd have to apologize to Noah's world. The judgment's coming. I'm going to draw to a conclusion. The evil mind is evident in today's imaginations. The corrupt society and the self-destruction of our society is evident also. The abundance of violence stares us in the face. Materialism and hedonism is almost in the air we breathe. And it's all happening before God. Ulster, how often has God blessed you? How often has God sent you preachers of righteousness? Many times. How often would God have gathered you under his wings like a hen gathers her chickens? But you would not. Behold, look at your church. Look at the church in Northern Ireland. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Desolate. It's a ruin. It's a mockery of true religion. A mockery. Sinner, if you're here today and you're not saved, you're not a Christian. If you don't repent of your sin now in this life, if you do not confess Jesus as your Lord and ask him for a complete pardon and forgiveness from your sins, if you remain unforgiven when you die, you will be, in the words of Scripture, Revelation 14, you will be made to drink from the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without measure. And you shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up for ever and ever, and they have no rest day or night. You will be consciously tormented forever in the lake of fire if you don't turn from your sin. So why don't you turn? God says in his word, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him turn unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Turn to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. There's forgiveness, but sinners must turn, and they must trust. And if you're a believer, you may ask, in the light of what I preached this morning, in the light of what Noah's day was like, in the light of what our society is like, what are we to do, believers? Be different. Don't show the signs of Noah's world in your life. Be different. And the greatest need is simply this. Walk with God. Noah walked with God. You need to walk with God. A living witness comes from godly living. Walk with God, dear ones. Now or never. Amen. Thank you for your time.